are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Ilona Europa and Accent On every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. because we have CBS News coming a little bit before the 7. Anyway, Monday, everybody knows I love Mondays, but sometimes my Mondays are really a little crazy. And I spoke with Megan, who is our guest. Hi, Megan.
Hey, how's it going?
And I didn't speak yet to Ivan. Ivan, he is our star of the hour. Hi, Ivan.
Привет.
Yes. And people understand he has an accent. That's the coolest things ever. We need to prove that you have one. I don't want to know that you are in America and you don't have an accent. In this show, we all love accent. Can you say something in your beautiful Russian accent?
Привет, Америка. Мы очень рады. Мы группа Привет, Earth.
And?
Ivan and Megan. Megan also has an accent, by the way.
It's Megan, yes, I know. We talk about it. You know, I'm like, Megan, what is your accent? You know, and she said, I had some lessons. I had some stuff going on because I was an actor also. And she, I don't think so. She has one. I want your Texan accent.
You want to hear my Texan accent?
Yes, please.
Well, I probably need to get a couple beers in me so that
we got a water.
Yeah, we have water
already,
here.
You already have a Texan accent.
I do have a bit of an accent.
And you never sang country songs?
I really haven't. No. Oh. I mean, as a kid, you know.
I had this idea once when I was hoping that one day I would be doing something really fun in America, that I would be the first country Polish girl singing, you know, country music. I still believe this can happen because everybody knows Ilona Europa. Oh my gosh, when I set my mind into something, just know it. For right now, I'm writing country music for another artist, which is even funnier, I think.
That's
but
awesome.
Yeah, it looks really
cool. Fantastic.
You know, hook is hook. I think whatever music is this, if you have a good hook, you
country
know.
Country music has great songs.
And great storytelling.
Storylines,
you
know.
Lines, yeah.
Okay, but I think we need to rewind our interview a little bit. You were telling us something in Russian. I understood. You were saying name of your band, which you said, Privet.
Privet Earth.
We know what is Earth. What means Privet?
Privet means hello in Russian. So we're saying hello, Earth, you know.
That's a great, really great name for the band. I love that you included something that sounds almost like we know, but we really don't. And now the mystery of what this word means is for all of us to know. Natasha, my daughter. Yeah. Hey, Natasha. Everybody's like, this is Russian name. Yeah. We love you, Natashka. But she was so proud of me when I said, I know what this word means. She said, no, you don't. I'm like, I do. No, you don't. Google. And then, of course, I was right. Anyway,
it's getting more and more known, and probably maybe even 10 years ago, people had no idea, but now it's more and more, I think. And we're actually helping that.
That's what I'm saying. You know, I was hoping that you are saying it's not that this word somehow people know for no reason. I really think you'll help this word to be known. Anyway, Ivan, you have a great second name. Smirnov, everybody repeats. Smirnov.
Everybody remembers and says it with double F, and I always have to correct.
Okay, that means that you are not connected to this very good family of Smirnovs?
Unfortunately or fortunately, I don't know, but I'm not connected to them. Because, you know, in Russia, Smirnov with the V at the end is the most popular Russian last name.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So, yeah, and in Russia, I will be like John Smith. Oh. In England, so but here I am some sort of a little exotic thing.
No, I think that's a very
vodka.
Cool. You are lucky because obviously everybody will remember your name anyway because of that. You know, branding is branding. Do not talk to us about FFFFF, you say about Smirnov.
Don't worry, we're going to drop any F-bombs.
That's internet radio station. We can do whatever we want to do. Thank you, Sam. Yeah. Okay, Megan, you have your second name too.
Yes, yes. So I'm Megan Mullins.
And you know, people, not only she is from Austin, Texas, and now she's in LA, but she's a drummer. Hot. Drummer, gorgeous, blonde, beautiful girl, and you
spasiba.
Know, yeah, bullshit, spasiba. That's another with accent. No, you didn't have accent. That was very nice. Said
I've been practicing.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
I've been teaching.
Spasiba. I mean, dziękuję. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
In Polish, spasiba is dziękuję. Everybody repeats it. Dziękuję. Spasiba. Okay, we will learn something today.
Awesome.
Okay, and we know now that Smirnov also can be with V in
the
end.
V at the end. V for victory, okay?
And the FF, we are living for something else when we drink a lot.
Yeah.
Okay?
Good.
Okay, obviously, you have this amazing band, and I think describing your style by Ilona Europa, who is really your, I think, one of the bestest fans right now. Obviously, you are here for a whole hour.
Bestest, wow.
Bestest, nice. Even.
That is like something special.
Yeah, because normally you have two guests, and wow. Sometimes it's very not often that I will have, I don't want to say, but I have a lot of to play, and I want to play your music. Then 20 or 30 minutes for sure wasn't enough. Then we'll be playing a lot of music today, and I know people will love that.
Thank you.
Let's start a little bit, before we'll play first song, a little bit about you. Can you rewind your story and tell us, and say, once upon a time, Ivan was born where?
Ivan was born in St. Petersburg, Russia, a few years ago.
Well, you look like you are 18. I don't know how old are you, but you know, it's something, I know you'll be 100, you will still look like you are 25.
Anyway, Ivan came to America back in 2003. I was 19.
Okay. Oh, now we know. Math. Okay. Yes.
Well, kind of, yeah. And I basically wanted to, you know, to do music here in LA, which was a crazy idea. I had nothing. I had to struggle a lot, you know, gone through homelessness and gone through a lot of struggles.
You know, and, but even when you say, I just decided to come to America... Oh, gosh, I didn't decide to come to America. I fell in love with the gentleman, and then 20-something years ago, and he doesn't love me anymore, but I love America. Then you came to America not because of loving somebody. You wanted to be in this country. Why?
Well, I came here to love somebody, too.
Oh, my gosh, my type of guy. What's happened?
But
I want this.
I'm just not going to
tell
you who. That's gossip.
No, we don't care about that. They come and go, but... Is it good ending or bad ending?
I think the ending is, don't know. I don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding. It's a very good ending, and I found a girl of my dreams anyway.
Oh, but is this the one that you came to love?
I came to find just somebody. Okay. I wasn't like just completely having somebody in mind, but you know, I came to find somebody, and I came to find the new life.
Okay.
So,
but music was a big part of your life in Russia
at that time, and always, I guess, it was the biggest love, and it drove me crazy first, and then I realized that it's something inside me that has to come out, and I have to share it.
We always, on Accent On, we are saying hi, and we are sending love to our parents, because without them, artists will be nothing. And I know you, I'm sure, have something to say to us about your parents.
Definitely. Without parents, it wouldn't be me. And well, unfortunately, they're no longer with us. My father was a big influence in music. He played jazz and rock and roll, and he taught me a lot of like rock and roll tunes, and really was a big influence on me musically. And my mother was a very creative person. She used to write a lot of poetry. And I guess those two talents combined gave birth to Ivan Smirnov.
Oh, so. Congratulations, mommy and daddy. Wherever our parents are, I know parents
sure
are
reunited,
upstairs.
They're reunited in heaven, I believe. So.
And I'm hoping my daddy will meet your daddy. My daddy was born in Ukraine. There was Polish part of Russia then, but Lvov, Kiev, that's where I was spending some of my vacations.
Kiev
one of
is
the
amazing.
Coolest,
I've been there.
Beautiful, beautiful places. And hi, daddy in the sky. Hi, mama. not long ago. She went there to say hi to mom. We love you. Privet for everybody. I'm hoping that our... This is not really sad because we love parents, and that's first and foremost. Are you also happy daughter of wonderful parents?
Oh, absolutely. My parents are fantastic. They actually... Not really from a musical background, but my parents really helped me flourish. My parents bought me a drum set whenever I was 16. Everybody else wanted a car.
That's crazy. Parents, don't do this, because then you have this blonde girl, and you know what? She is one of the hottest girls that I know. But when they have the stick in their hands, obviously they can turn into you, which means
It's true. But my parents were fantastic. They really encouraged me. And if anything, they definitely never discouraged me. Oh. And they put up with a lot of bad, loud and drumming.
They didn't have then the drum sets silence, practicing abilities.
I would have practice in our living room right next to my parents' bedroom with like my rock band. And my dad would like sleep through it. And he never complained. Oh my gosh. Mom never complained. They were just so supportive, which is amazing.
That's a beautiful story.
Thank you, mom and dad.
My poor daddy was working three shifts, and I was playing violin with my sister in two different rooms. I hated play violin. My sister liked it. We had two different levels of knowledge how to play, and I was not good. And my daddy was, he with cotton in his ear, tried to get some sleep before he was going for the night shifts. I love you, daddy. But anyway, the singing is something that Ilona Europa is doing, I think, well. And thank you for everything, too. Time for the music. And we'll come back after listening to Ice Orchestra. I love this title. And obviously, we have this classical, sound in this song. Then we need to know more about why you write this way, why you're arranging this way. And we want to know more about you still. Okay, Ice Orchestra.
Love.
Ivan, a gorgeous song.
Ivan,
we need explanation where this came from and how. How you had all this idea to include the classical sound, all these beautiful bells, all these icy memories of whatever. I know your country probably is in the back of your head when snow is falling.
Of course.
You know what? The power of the song who is so upbeat to me is when I want to cry. I don't know why. I have this mixed always emotion. Yeah. Something that gets me so, in a cute way, high, I'm talking about music, you know, makes me also vulnerable and like squeeze my neck and just makes me so happy that I want to cry. This song has so much energy and positive energy and is so, in a way, lyrically, romantically, scenic in my head. Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Okay, you tell me, how did you write the song? Because I think I told you
how did you do it. But I actually have no idea, because it comes from, you know, it comes from God. It comes from somewhere. Yeah. That initial seed, all the songs that are actually not manufactured, the songs that really come to you, that you can say, I had an inspiration when I wrote that. That comes from there, from whatever that place is, you know.
But your inspiration, your voice. Okay, let's come back to that, because arrangement is amazing. We'll talk about this. I know you are playing piano. I'm not sure if you were part of arranging the song.
I was. I was the producer of the song.
Okay.
But I did it with the help of also an engineer, known engineer Rob Valier, who was a Grammy nominated engineer.
And what studio it was?
This was done in
Purple Tongue.
Not Purple Tongue. No. This was done earlier.
Oh, the first song, yes.
Yes, it was done in Arizona, half of it, and in what's the city? Phoenix, and half of it in LA, around his studios, not far from Skid Row, by the way. Yeah, in a very gory, dark area. In downtown LA.
Yes.
But the music was, you know, very different.
To tell me about is amazing. I know inspiration, your inspiration, and I read your, you know, press release, of course, but I didn't need to read to feel the powerful vocals of great rockers from 90s and 2000. Your vocals sound is a like mixture of the coolest voices ever. And you are lucky. Tell me, if you will be born again, who you would like to be on a stage if it's not you?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Because I would rather say who I was influenced by.
That's okay, too. We can find out the two.
That's an interesting question.
But we want to know that first. Okay, you were influenced by. And then next question, if you could be one of these few, which one?
Well, I was influenced by a bunch of amazing classic rock singers who, unfortunately, nowadays you don't meet those guys, those kind of voices anymore much. Like Freddie Mercury, like Robert Plant, I wouldn't even say Dave Coverdale or Ian Gillan.
Steven Tyler. Of course.
What's his name? Axl Rose.
You know, you have David Bowie.
And I have,
the uniqueness and colorfulness and very unusual difference, because he's one of these very cool.
I was going to say that last. Yes, David Bowie is a very special person. Another person who influenced me a lot, more as a human being even more than an artist, is John Lennon.
Then is this who you would like to be if this would be you on the stage? You know,
I don't know if I want to.
Nobody wants to be shot. Intimidating. Of course,
maybe John Lennon.
Oh wow!
I just don't want to, you know, an ending like John Lennon.
Yeah, I understand.
I want to live a happy life like David Bowie, I guess. So maybe David Bowie. I don't know. But.
And, you know, I love also what I saw. I saw your pictures and, you know, a few. They're very controversial. Cute way, too. Good way. Unusual. Make you think, you know. Yeah. And one we post on Accent On page when you are in a dress and we understand it's changing the roles. And, you know, in life, and I understand the meaning of it.
Yeah.
But still, takes a really, really good humorist, comedian and thinker to just put something like that on you and stand straight and still look hot. Because you look very manly in dress.
That's the biggest compliment I could ever get. Thank you so much.
Whose idea it was?
It was my idea because I'm the crazy person.
Yes, the good, good crazy. Make us think, you know, and make us feel and cry to strength of your voice and always the powerful compositions you write beautifully. Is this, are you co-writing or this is exclusively you?
I write music and lyrics, yes, and I arrange. It's years of work as well. It's not just like I woke up and God just gave me something like, oh, here you go. Here's the talent and it's all ready and it's all good to go and now you're a star. It takes years.
It's a war.
And this song, Ice Orchestra, the initial melody was written when I was 13.
Wow. You know what?
And that's, it took me years to refine it.
I just love it what you said because I'm mother of Natasha. And thank you, Natasha Mira. We are here because of you and a certain meeting that
she had with
wonderful lady that we have you in a studio here. But Natashka is the same. She's writing and we just left studio. We were there for 5 hours trying to work on the drums. Like I said, a lot of drums sounds to improving her single. Yeah. And that's what I was saying to her, always saying that sometimes you write something in the age of 13, 14, 15, and then you come back to it and that's it. That's what's supposed to be maybe the hottest song ever. You never know. You just need to create. Time for another song.
Awesome.
Forest Queen.
Love, 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 love.
amazing. Again, amazing, powerful vocals, classical, beautiful sound, violins in the best. God, thank you. There wasn't me who played violins, but congratulations. That's so great, unusual, innovative, fresh, and very intelligent sound.
Which is called Blitz Rock.
Yes, that's what I wanted to get from you. Okay, we'll also say that February 14th, this was something very, very special. Oh, 2014, Private Earth were ranked as number one rock band in the world, according to Reverb Nation charts, and yes, have become a number one Reverb Nation artist in the world in all genres. In March 2014, we are not talking like 5 years ago, 10 years ago. We are talking now, February, March. I don't even know what to say, because that's the choice of people. That people are choosing play, people choosing us, spreading the things, and yes, your tracks, the tracks and album. I don't know.
It was
it's
a
love.
Blessing. It was a blessing. It all really. It started. I would say that wave kind of started with when we won the Fiat Band Prix. Back in, I would say, in November.
November.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we went on to be on VH1.
Yes.
In December, where we had our interview with Jim Shearer of Top 20 Video Countdown, which was just magical.
So amazing.
In Miami.
And you know what? Because like always, is you know, you work hard, and then one day all stars are lined up and the things are start happening. I know that you have a show that we need to talk about, yes?
Yeah, I'll get to it.
You so, just tell now, because you have all success. Let's pitch the show. We'll be pitching again in the end of the show. But never enough of pitching.
We are having a show this week on Friday, the 11th, at Molly Malone's in Hollywood at 10:30 p.m. We're going to be taking the stage and blitz rocking your hearts out.
And what time?
10:30 p.m.
10:30 Friday. Again.
Friday.
That's
Friday
very important. I think if people want to find, again, information about your band, where we can send them?
They can definitely go to our official website, www.priveterth.com, priveterth.com, and they can see, you know, listen to the music, get all the tour schedule, like show schedule and everything.
Wonderful. And of course, Accent on Facebook, please. We have all information and links, and we'll be also on iTunes, on the Stitcher. This interview will be forever if people want to find us. And on LA Talk Radio, Accent on page. Just scroll down, listen whenever you want, listen to this gorgeous music, and then, or download, and then you have a music. Or go and purchase some of the tracks, yes?
Definitely. You can find the tracks again on our website, privateearth.com. You can go to iTunes, itunes.com/PrivateEarth. You can go to
Reverb Nation.
Of course, our Reverb Nation page.
Number one band
Reverb
in the world.
That was very good to us recently.
Mm-hmm.
And you can buy the songs there. You can just Google us, PrivateEarth, and you go to our Facebook page as well. And all the links, you know, everything's available online. It's very accessible. And yeah,
and we are listening songs from the album.
Yes, the album that's been recorded just last year at Purple Tongue Studios, which Megan mentioned before.
And some great engineer. Yeah. Could you repeat the name?
With Rob Valier.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, yeah. Rob.
Hi, Rob. Thank
great
you for engineering
sound.
The songs for us as well. The album is called Breaking the Ice, which you have probably guessed by the song title
titles,
already,
yes.
Breaking the Ice. And that's what we're doing. We are breaking the ice.
Oh, that's
and
lovely.
It's available everywhere online, on iTunes, everywhere.
Wonderful. We'll be, of course, playing two more songs. And for right now, again, I'm very proud mom of Natasha Amira. And she also is a young, very young and hopefully successful singer. And she has her own 140,000 people right now listening to her tracks on SoundCloud. And the song is called Chasing Fire. And Natasha Amira and Patrick Reza will be just singing for us, and I need to only find the track. Where is my track? Where is my track? Da, da, da. Chasing Fire, Natasha Mira and Patrick Reza.
We are chasing fire, fire, fire.
But Accent On is a one a lucky radio show. It will have so great artists, yeah. Young, innovative, breaking the rules and bringing all the unusual awesome. Mixture. You know, like I say, Natasha is working right now on medieval style, which is 16th century pop that she creates right now with violin strings. And then she's, you know, collaborating with Patrick Reza, who is like number one producer of dubstep right now, you know, the youngest great guy. And then I have Megan, who is just a drummer, and she just, you know, runs your kingdom, or queendom, whatever you say on the stage. Because I think, is your show the same if she wouldn't be with you?
Of course it wouldn't be the same, and especially when it comes to a live show, when Megan has an amazing stage persona. She's, I guess she applied her actress skills to her drumming, well, I believe, and she has got this very explosive attitude. She's like a female Dave Grohl, you know.
Where this came from?
It really did. You're right. It really came from my theatrical experience. I've always been quite dramatic, I think, in life. Yeah. And I've always been attracted to drummers that just suck you in with their presence. They don't just sit there bored out of their minds. They just really have like
drive,
animal
energy.
Instinct, just this thriving
great
thing
mix,
on
guys.
Stage.
Great mix, you know, the energy. You are like layback, but when you open your mouth, you know, Ivan, you're a devil.
Well, you haven't seen me on stage
amazing.
Yet.
I cannot wait. I really cannot. I know Friday, and we'll see if Natasha and I can go and check you out. But come on. Mostly, I wish I can watch you, but I have your album.
Yeah.
And we were listening. Trust me, we were listening to every track. Dive. This is the next song that I would like to play, and I know it's special. Then could you explain? I know we have time. God, thank you for 1 hour.
Dive is a special song as well, because recently we've done a crazy video shoot for this song, okay? It was very challenging. It was all underwater.
We have a picture to prove.
Yes.
Accent On, please go on the Facebook.
Yes.
A little life-threatening as well.
A little life-threatening, especially for Megan, right?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I cannot swim. Then don't put me underwater.
And, we spent probably more than 10 hours and did probably around 100 dive-ins, kind of like dives into the water. And
it was crazy.
It's ready.
It was crazy.
Can we see?
It's almost ready. We're editing it right now.
Literally, it's being edited as we speak.
Please send me the link when we'll be ready that I can post on Accent On.
Definitely.
And remember, I know you'll be calling in. If something good happened in your life, we want to know. Accent On want to know.
Yes,
and I know listeners downloading, and I'm sure they're crazy about you right now, all both of you. Dive. We need to play. I cannot wait.
In love, 'cause nobody knows when they die. Nobody knows when they die. Nobody knows, so just die. Stop the clock, cause nobody knows when it's time. Nobody knows when it's time. Nobody knows, so just dive. Stand on mountain heights, rivers and blue skies, getting back together. Drove out all the storm, time to start moving on before the day is through. Nobody knows when it dies. Nobody knows when it dies. Nobody knows, so just dive. Stop the clock, cause nobody knows when it's time. Nobody knows when it's time. Nobody knows, so just dive. Dive with me so deep, I'm reading on your lips, come into my sunshine. But if I hit the ground, I'm saying I'll let you down. It's just the way it goes. You looks perfect in rainbow's light. So I fly. So fall in love, cause nobody knows when it died. Nobody knows when it died. Nobody knows, so just die. Stop the clock, cause nobody knows when it's time. Nobody knows when it's time. Nobody knows, so just die. So fall in love, cause nobody knows when it died. Nobody knows when it died. Nobody knows. Die, die. Baby, stop the clock, cause nobody knows when it's time. Nobody knows when it's... Nobody knows.
Arrivederci.
So cool, I cannot wait for video. Really, really hot. So.
Yes, we cannot wait either, right?
It's going to be awesome.
Yes. It will be awesome.
And
okay.
If you come on Friday to our show, you're going to hear another live version of this song that
Which probably
sounds better than this.
It might. I can't decide. I go back and forth,
yeah,
but
right?
This is one of the songs that live.
We record another version of it.
We have to.
Right?
We need
so
to.
So playful and so just fun. Okay, and,
And this song is the drums in this particular version. We used a cajon.
Oh,
Megan
mm-hmm.
actually played
yes.
a cajon. Megan and I both.
We
played
actually
it.
Both did. We did a little special technique. We did four layers.
Four layers of cajon.
So I played it twice. You played it twice. So it's more.
I love drums.
Like a drum
this
circle.
Is
yeah.
Kind
yeah, of it was like a drum circle.
Really fun
thing.
Song. Congratulations. Yeah. This is something really cool. And again, because this hour is really so full of wonderful music, you know, and I. People also know that Ilona is sometimes pitching her own stuff. No Exit is my show. I have right to do that. Yes, everybody
yeah,
says yes.
Why not?
Yes,
okay.
You do.
And
you
we
should.
Need to bring also some European sound to it because the song Eternal Kiss, this is a club remix of Club Junkies mix from UK. And that's what will be on Dance Radio next month.
listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Thing we just finished too early, but we like that. Anyway, it's not over yet. We still have a little bit time, but I like that. This is a live show. Nothing.
Awesome. Anything goes. Awesome. Anything goes.
And you know, yeah, anything can happen.
I just, anything can happen. Yeah. Do you like Ellie Goulding?
What is it?
Ooh, I do.
Anything can happen. It's just great. Okay. I think we really run a great show today because we have so many European influences. And obviously, we are tying this with people who are in Americans. And we have one more song that I cannot even not play. That's why I'm cutting off my stuff. And obviously, DJs like to have a long mix. But we have a time for the song. Give it to the wind.
Give it to the wind. Yes.
You need to say something about this song before we'll say bye to our public.
This song is about, I think it's very relevant right now because with all the things that are happening in the world and political stuff that's going on, and you know, with our countries in the East, it has a unifying message that the world is not over. It's about a person who's waking up from a dream, from a very apocalyptic dream of the end of the world and the war and all that stuff, and waking up and seeing the sunshine and saying it's not over yet, you know, it was just a dream. So everybody just wake up and hug one another and love one another.
I just, you know what, great said. I don't know what to say. People who are watching news, they're probably very petrified and they feel really...
They need to hear the song.
They need to hear the song. And I think that's what we'll be playing. And we just ended the show a moment ago. And like life ends. Because another part of life begins.
Exactly.
And I think, give it to the wind.
Give it to the wind.
And we spoke today with Privet Earth, who will be playing
on Friday the 11th, Molly Malone's, 10:30 p.m. Be there.
And
be there.
Ivan, Megan, I love you. You will be back. Let's listen to the song.
Blitz rock.
Thank you.
Life doesn't breathe here anymore. The sun is dark. Satellites are sleeping. Cold's just another kind of warm. And heart-shaped rocks don't know what it feels like. The end cracks, just a dream. We'll be right back.
are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.